Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Doiv ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Perek Zeboyer Sanhedrin, the third Perek, Daf Chavov. Our Gemara today discussed many different types of people who are apostle edis. For example, Osei Shvius. Since they're people who do Averis, therefore their testimony is not acceptable because they are subject to a chash of sheker. We think that maybe be lying, and therefore we do not accept their testimony. What's interesting is, in the 20th century, there are new ways of testimony that are accepted in secular courts. For example, blood tests to determine parental identity. Also, blood tests to determine many other things as well. Not only do we have blood tests nowadays, we have also the polygraph test to see if someone is lying. And also we have DNA. All of these three tests, blood tests, polygraph, and DNA, has been talked about in rabbinical literature if it's acceptable in Beis Din or not. If it is lying, quote-unquote, it's not telling the truth, it's wrong, or is it right and it's acceptable? So, Mitzvah Shem, I would like to discuss it in today's class and tomorrow's class, these three topics, and the rabbinical literature is just very, very long on it. I'd like to go through many of the main tshuvas. Number one, what first came out in history was in the 1950s, the first time it was discovered how to make blood tests that would define parental identity. So in Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, we have a famous tshuva from Shari Uziel, who was written by Ben Zion Chai Uziel, the chief Sephardic rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. He writes that blood tests are not acceptable for parental identity. And he brings a fascinating Gemara in Nida on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there are three partners in the creation of a person: Hashem, his mother, and his father. The Gemara says, how do they all contribute to the child? The Gemara says the mother gives the red material for the blood. So Rav Uziel says, since the Gemara says that the mother gives the material for the blood, the Gemara goes on and says the father actually gives the material for the bones. But nonetheless, the mother gives the material for the blood. So says Rav Uziel, so how can we determine who the father is by a blood test? Since the mother gives the blood, and the blood is totally a characteristic of the mother, so how could the father at all be proven the father through a blood test? That was the time of Rav Uziel. Now, if we look, very fascinating, the Mishnas Avram and Eben Ezer, Dalit, Sifkon Aleph, brings Moshem Zaman Arbach, who counters Rav Uziel and tries to say that blood tests should be permitted. He says the following logic: it's granted, the Gemara says, the mother gives the blood for the child, but it doesn't mean that it is all 100% the mother. Rather, mother provides a catalyst for the production of the blood, thereby leaving open the possibility of parental influence on the blood, even according to Chazal. Therefore, we're saying that the father is also seen in the blood. The mother starts the production of blood, but it's not 100% of the only mothers. So that's the countermach argument which Shlomo Zalman gives through. Also, the Rav Kook in Das Kohen, Kuf Nun, says this is an interesting halacha. The halacha is in Or Chaim that if a doctor says on Yom Kippur, again, a person is sick in Yom Kippur, and a doctor says that the patient does not have to eat at all, does not have to eat at all, he cannot eat, it's dangerous for him to eat, he should not eat. And the person says, I'm fine, I want to go eat. So the halacha, and the person says, I'm fine, I want to fast, I'm fine, I don't need to eat. The doctor says, you have to eat. The halacha is, we feed him, we force him to listen to the doctor, he has to eat. on the opposite spectrum. When the doctor says that it's easy for him to fast, and it's no harm in him fasting at all, and he says, no, it will harm me, he also does not eat. Meaning we listen to him when he contradicts the doctor, when he says, I can't eat. We listen to the doctor when he contradicts the patient, when the doctor says he also should not eat. So what do we see from this? Do we listen to the doctor or do we listen to the patient? So Rav Kook says that actually it's a suffix. Scientific knowledge in halacha is treated as a suffix. Since it's treated as a suffix, it's a machmir in pikuach nefesh. And we use the doctor to say if he needs to eat, but if the doctor says he could eat and the patient says he needs to eat, we'll listen to the patient because it only makes a suffix. It's not 100% right science, it makes a suffix. And therefore, since it makes a suffix, also parental identity shouldn't be proven through blood tests. And so is accepted by Tzitz Eliezer in his Tshuva, Tzitz Eliezer Simon Tesvok. Tzitz Eliezer also over there says that we, in the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael of the Rabbanut, cannot at all accept the proof of blood tests. And that's the accepted decision, that blood tests are not at all accepted at all in any Beis Din. However, Rav Herzog, in an article published in Asiya, Lamed Hay, says over there that it is good. Even though he was a chief rabbi, he said it is good, but we see that the Dimei Atzrael did not accept blood tests. However, there's a famous maisa that's brought in Sefer Chassidim in the Levush. The Sefer Chassidim can be seen in Simen Reish Lamed Beis. He says over there, maisa Rav Sadia Goin. Rav Sadia Goin once had a shiloh come in front of him. There was a slave and his owner and a child. The slave's owner, the child's father, died. The slave came into Beis Din and said, I'm not a slave, but I am the person who died's son. I am his son. And this other person, he's a slave. And the real son said, no, I'm the son and he's the slave. So the machlok is, who is the slave and who is the real son? The nafkimin would be, who inherits the person who was nifter, the father. So Rav Sadia Goin didn't know how to rule. Rav Sadia Goin did, what he did was, is he did a very, very interesting test. He did a blood test. He had the corpse dug up and the bones of the corpse placed in a jar. And after he placed the bones of the corpse in a jar, he took blood samples from both people who claimed to be the son and put the blood on the bones of the corpse. The real son, the bones of the corpse, absorbed the blood. The Eved, the bones of the corpse, did not absorb the blood. So Rav Sadia Goin paskin that the bones, that the blood of the person who the bones absorb, that is the true son. And that's what Sadia Goin ruled. So many poskim say that we see that Rav Sadia Goin used this as a good proof. So too nowadays we should also give it as a new proof, as a proof who the father is. However, this is rejected by many Piskei Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael by the following logic. There is a fascinating Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Aleph, and also there is a Tshuva of Shlomo Rav Eliashiv in Kovetz Tshuvas Lamed Hay that he says the following halacha. The Gemara tells us that a person should not look out to reveal mamzerim. Since halacha is a person should not look out to reveal mamzerim, we try not to do any test that will show that he's a mamzer, and therefore even though a father's identity could be relied upon maybe through blood tests, we will not do blood tests because that could show Chas V'Shalom there's a mamzer. And we do not look out to reveal mamzerim. Because Chas V'Shalom, if he's looked at as he's lying, Enoch and Ami, it'll be an askimin in money, but it will also be proof that he's a mamzer. And we do not want Chas V'Shalom to prove anyone to be a mamzer at all. Now, that is what we're talking about when we discuss the halachas of blood tests. What's the halachas with DNA? So, Mitzvah, the next class will go more in depth about DNA, but let's just start off by saying Rav Adi Yosef, in his tshuva, there was a case that came in front of Rav Adi Yosef and Rav Kulis in the Yerushalmi Beis Din about a young man and a woman who lived together without the benefit of marriage. Sometime after the couple separated, the woman was discovered to be pregnant, and she subsequently gave birth to a child. The young man claimed to be the child's father. While the young woman vigorously denied this claim, the young man demanded that the DNA test be administered to prove the validity of his claim, and the wife refused to consent. The district Besdin ruled that if the woman persisted in her refusal to take the taking the DNA sample from a child for the DNA test, it would be interpreted as refusal to admission that the young man is indeed the father. So Rav Avi Yosef said that we cannot threaten anyone with DNA because DNA is the same thing as a blood test. And therefore, the Paskin that it cannot be accepted in Beis Din based on the previous logic we said from Rav Kook or from the Gemara Nida from Rav Uziel, and therefore they're not accepted in Beis Din whatsoever.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.